إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. All praise due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. By the grace of Allah, the series of Know Your Enemy ended, and alhamdulillah, it is on the internet, and the last two khutbah in it, inshallah, they will be very soon on the internet. And today going to be a beginning of a new series, and this series, the name of it is Lessons Learned. Basically, it is a true incidents happen in the history of Islam, is between one scholar, his name is Al-Balkhi, and he has a student, one of his best students, his name is Hatim Al-Asam. And Hatim Al-Asam joined and started to learn with that scholar for about 30 years. And the man got old. And now it is a time to try to select his successor. So he found out that he has so many big names as students, and he know that this one been with him for 30 years and he's an excellent student. So he started to talk to him about that issue to be his successor. But first he said, I want to be fair with everybody. So I'm going to ask everybody what they learned, and I see which one of them is comprehend and understood what I want to say, and maybe that's going to be the one who will take over. And when the turn of Hatim came, and he asked him, what did you learn from me in the last 30 years? And for his shock, the answer was, I only learned 10 things out of you. He thought that there is something wrong going on. He taught him all the basics and the fundamentals and even the advanced study of Tawheed, Al-Aqeedah, the Ibadat, the school of thoughts. He thought that he taught 30 years, not 3 years, 30 years. So he repeated the question and the answer came the same. I learned only 10 things out of you. So he said, okay, tell me what are those 10 things that it took you 30 years to learn. He said, number one, I found that the people's heart is over-occupied by the worldly material, and either they are in love with material or in love with each other as a person. And I learned that when it comes to the loved ones, there are three categories. The first category, when you die, they will never come with you to your grave. And this is your property, because somebody else will claim it. The second, some, they will come to you, but it's going to be they come and the end of their coming to the edge of your grave. And that's where they're going to stop. And this is your friends and your relatives. And very soon, you will be out of their heart and out of their life and even out of their memory. And the third, I found out the third category of the love is that they're going to come with you to your grave, they will stay with you, and they will be all the time with you till you meet your maker. And these are your deeds, either good or bad. What I learned from you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. And in that I learned that there is no way that the better thing to do in my life is to prepare for my death, to prepare for meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the amal al-salih. So he asked him, and what is the amal al-salih? He said, I learned it from you that the amal al-salih is when you have the all sincerity, ikhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what you do and say, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايِ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The second, to have it as amal salih, is to have it according to the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah. And third requirement is to have a raja and al hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your amal, will accept your deed. Once you have those three, inshallah, it will be classified as amal salih. And he said, what else you learn it? He said, I found out most of the people like very much to talk about what is right and what is wrong. And they speak about the haqq, and they know the haqq, the truth. But when it comes to what they do, there is a contradiction between what they say and what they do. And I learned it from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسُ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. So it came to be my priority in life that I will disobey my hawa. My hawa is my interest or my lust or my desires. If it is in a conflict with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do, so I maybe will be doing the right thing that qualify me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy in the hereafter. He said, after that, I saw the people fighting with each other about the rizq. And they are trying to do their best to gain as much as they can, regardless if that's lawful or forbidden, halal or haram. And I learned it from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider for your provisions, and He is the only one who gives, and He is the only one who takes. And by that I learned, no one ever will take what's mine, and I will never take what's other people. So I got occupied by trying to find out what is the most lawful sources that I can use to get my rizq from it, and not to try ever to get my rizq from walayazu billah disobedient or from haram. And also I learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He identified clearly to us what He wants us to use that rizq for. And He said, I learned it from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. So now I learned how to get my rizq, and now I learned it from you how to spend my rizq. I learned that the rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me, And al-rizq does not mean the money. Al-rizq is whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. He can be knowledge, he can be health, he can be time, he can be physical fitness, he can be health, he can be anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. And he said, the purpose of giving it to me is to use it to build myself and to qualify to Allah's mercy in the hereafter. And at the same time, by that rizq, لا تبغي الفساد في الأرض. Do not do a mischief in the planet Earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike the one who goes astray. And he said also, I saw the people, they are bragging about what they have, and they are competing with each other for honor. And they try to dominate each other, they try to put down each other, and they are all the time making a superiority and inferiority. And I learn it from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, inna allaha alimul khabir. All mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you from one male and one female, and he made you nations and tribes. And the best among you by piety. And Allah all-knowing, Allah is the expert. That means there is no female and no male, and there is no other criteria that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use to judge and to evaluate his creation is by piety. So I found out that the honor of this life and the honor of the hereafter, it is in the piety, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the money and not in the power. And from that day on, I learned never to compare myself with anyone or to compare any whatever in other people's hand. Take that as a criteria to evaluate how I deal with them. The rich is not more honorable than the poor. The sick is not more weak than the healthy. The best is by piety, not by the material or by the standards that we use to measure and to evaluate each other. Also he said, I've seen the people smiling in each other's face and making friends, eating each other food, socializing with each other, entertaining each other, but at the same time, they are backstabbing each other, they are hurting each other, and they are denouncing each other. And I learned it from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أُخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. The believers, they are brethren. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Make sure that what's in between them is the righteousness, the love, and the piety, and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That you may acquire mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is your brother? In reality, who is your brother? Your brother is the one who is helping you to be more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that doesn't have to be your blood brother. The bond in religion is a lot more stronger than the blood religion, the relationship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. This is a declaration of a brotherhood. We have to take care of it and we have to look after. So as he said, I spent my time trying to find out among all the people that I know, who can help me more to be more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can help me more to find out my shortcoming and my mistakes? And tell me and let me know about them so I can correct them and I can do what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, I learned it from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. He said, Allah, I learned from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O who believe, avoid the doubt. And avoid, because most of the doubt, it is fake and it is not true. ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. Do not remember your brother by what he hate to be remembered, or talk about your brother by what he hate to hear that you said about him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it in the form or in the picture where as if you are eating the flesh of your brother while he is dead. Who likes to do that? In the eyes of Allah, when you backstab your brother, that's exactly what you are doing. And in this area, he said, from that day on, if I don't have anything good to say about my brothers, I will never talk. I like to mention in this area before I leave it, there are a lot of things that we do and it is under description, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّن وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You think it is easy or simple or basic or inferior, but in the eyes of Allah it is very big. One of them is this. Mentioning whatever about your brother that he hate to hear. If you mention anything about him he hate to hear and it is true, like he's stingy and you say he's stingy but he hate, that call ghaibah. It called ghaibah. That means in his absence you mentioned him by what he hate to hear. But if you say something about him and it is not true, it called a buhtan. Call al buhtan. That means false claim. And to know the magnitude of this, which is we just keep talking and keep going with it. In the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, your disobedience or your mistake against me, I may forgive. But your aggression against your brethren and sisters in humanity, I cannot forgive. It has to be settled. That's how important it is. And they will take from your good deed the equivalent to the damage that you caused them by what you said. And if you don't have enough deed, you will carry from their sin the equivalent to the damage that you caused. So basically you are bad mouthing somebody, obviously because you hate him, whatever the reason is. And before you know him, you are giving him the best gift anyone can give to another. You are giving him the best that you can give to anyone. So he said, from that day on, if I have anything good to say about my brother, I will. If not, I will not. He said, I saw the people getting overoccupied by making each other enemies, fighting with each other, suspending their energy and losing their energy fighting with each other. And both sides, they forgot who is the true enemy. That they both should unite to fight against. He said, I learned from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوَّهُ إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the shaitan is your enemy. And take him as an enemy, because the goal of the shaitan is to take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, وَلِعَزُوا بِاللَّهِ to Allah punishment. He said, from that day on, I got overoccupied by making the shaitan my enemy and combating the shaitan and see and not giving him a chance to get to my soul or to get to my deeds and corrupted. And he said, I saw the people. They are in a state of ghafla. Ghafla, that means a state of suspend. When it comes down to the good deed, they realize it is good. And sometimes they commit themselves to do it. But in reality, what they do, they keep postponing. Keep postponing. Keep postponing till most of the time it is too late. And they get over excited about the act of disobedience and they do it right away. And they forgot that we have only a limited time to live. And I learned it from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ. When every one of us, his time comes, you're not going to be postponed one way or another, earlier or after 1 hour. Actually, it is not even 1 minute or 1 second. Every one of us has his time. And he should be ready for that time. And I learned also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَإِنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. I learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the only assets that the human being have is what he does. How he used the gift of life and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him in it to build himself and to make the amal al-salih that qualify him to Allah's mercy. And that's the only material that he will be used to judge for him or against him. And also, I learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها وما ربك بظلام للعبيد. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all fair. And if you do good, you do it for yourself. If you do bad, you do it for yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all fair and all just with everyone. And that day, when I learned that from you, I decided that death will never ever take me by surprise, not prepared. In any given time, I will be prepared to leave. And one of the ways to prepare, I know that not every time, every minute, we all ready. But he said, and the first step to that, I committed myself that death will never ever come to me while I'm in a state of disobedience. That I'm committing a sin. Or I'm in a state of a sin. Or there is a sin that I did and I did not seek forgiveness for and I did not correct. Also, he said, I saw the people, they are being a hypocrite with each other, they are cheating each other, and they are trying, the weak are trying to get closer to the strong, and the poor try to get closer to the rich, either hoping for gaining benefit or hoping for a stop harm that it can happen to him from a powerful almighty. And he said, I learned it from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That means nothing can happen to me but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained to me, and no one can change what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained. And I also learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَدًّا لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if there is a harm, it happened to you, the only one who can relieve you from that harm is only Allah. And if there is a prosperity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to grant it to you and wants to give it to you, no one can take it away from you. And based on that, I committed myself to never ever be a hypocrite to anyone and never ever depend on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never accept any blame in doing or saying the truth. And I learned it is expensive, but I learned that because I know that no one can be beneficial or can be harmful to me. Also, he said, I found the people, they are trying to imitate the mighties and try to imitate the royalties and try to imitate the leaders and everyone trying to figure out or to have a role model. He can be a leader, he can be a military leader, he can be a president, he can be a chief, he can be whatever that is. And I learned from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. So I decided to take Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a role model. I follow his footsteps as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I try to see how he worshiped Allah, how he made the da'wah, how he was a father, how he was a husband, how he was a da'i, how Sayyidina Muhammad lived his life. Because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted. And I committed myself to do that. Also, number 10, I saw the people taking advantage and abuse Allah patient. Because when they do a mistake that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sometimes give them the reaction or the results right away. Give it right away. It may be years before it comes back. And they came to the point is they get used to do the mistake that they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless it. So right turn out to be wrong, and wrong turn out to be right, to the point that they came in their heart to ask what? To ask for blessing to this. Stealing, cheating, dealing, wheeling, and doing all kind of corruption. And you are saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah give me tawfiq. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah la ya'muru bil fahsha. And I learned it from you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ إِنْ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiving. لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. One mistake. Single, not plural. الذين يعملون السوء بجهالة, out of misunderstanding or ignorant. not out of deliberate. In if tabu, they repent, wa aslahu min qareeb, they came and repent real quick. They realize the mistake and real quick. Is not moving on in it. And keep doing it and doing it and doing it, and it comes to the point where you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless it. And he said, I learn it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala patient, and Allah is forgiving, and I learn it how to use His forgiveness, not to abuse it. From those 10 points, the scholar found out that his students did understand what the teaching of Islam is all about. And he was very, very happy and content for having that student to be his successor. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, amen, guidance and blessing. Amen. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all our gathering, and grant us mercy, and grant us forgiveness, and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply him in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. I'd like to finish the khutbah by the ends of Surah Al-Kahf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. If we can make that a goal, من كان يرجو لقاء ربه, you're gonna meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to prepare. And the major milestone is not to commit a shirk. You never had other than Allah in your heart. You never work for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you do that, you hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you mercy and accept your deed. And inshallah, you will be among the forgiven one in the hereafter. من كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. استغفر الله إنه غفور رحيم. يا الله, we ask you to forgive all our sin and all our mistake, and to grant us mercy and to grant us forgiveness, and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply him in our life so we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibad Allah, qulu la ilaha illa Allah tuflihun. Ibad Allah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Uzkuru Allah yazkurkum. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا